In this short gospel snippet, I want to say a few words on the words of the Lord Jesus Christ in John chapter 10 and verses 7 and 9. He said there, "I am the door. I am the door. I am the way in. I am the entrance. If any man goes in, comes in by me, he shall be saved." Just a few words on what Christ is saying here. The door to what? Everlasting salvation, everlasting bliss, eternal joy, salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ, peace with God, forgiveness of sins, as I say, everlasting bliss. I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, I am the door. Not I am a door. I am the door. I am the only door. I am the way. No man comes to the Father but by me. There is salvation in no other. No other name is given among men whereby we must be saved. Christ and Christ alone is the Savior for sinners. I am the door. Well, what about Muhammad? What about Islam and Buddhism and Hinduism and the philosophers and the gurus and the teachers? No, no. Christ is the only door. There is salvation in no other. By me, if a man enters, he shall be saved. If a man trusts me, calls upon me, comes to God by me, relying upon me, he shall be saved. Trusting my name, my merit, my person, my work, my blood, my righteousness, he shall be saved. But if a man refuses and does not enter by this door, by Christ, he will be everlastingly damned. It's not church. It's not Christianity. It's not Christendom. It's not chapel. It's not creed. It's not confession. It's not catechism. It's not conformity. It's not birth. It's not baptism. It's Christ. It's not religion. It's Christ. And it's Christ alone. It's not Christ's teaching. It's Christ himself. I am the door. Why do I say this to you? Because I want you to be saved. And I know the only way that you can be saved is that you come through and by and in the Lord Jesus Christ. So will you not come now? I urge you. I plead with you. I invite you, I command you, I call upon you, I beg you. If you value your soul, think of eternity. Do not refuse Christ, else you will perish. Come to Christ, and you will be saved. He is the only way, so I plead with you. Come to him, trust him, call upon him, even now. And everyone who comes by Christ will receive everlasting salvation, eternal joy and bliss. So come, I plead with you.